So here we are in February, the month of love and sex. And here you are, the victim of those stupid courses and ready to have some sex education of your own, based on your sexuality and a relationship, short or long term, with a partner. Here's how to have your own sex ed class. Take a real look. You may have already had sex with your current partner. So what? Do you really know each other's bodies? Maybe not. Use your visual and tactile senses to do that now. Keep the lights on, really look at one another, and take in all that you see. What parts of your partner's body turn you on? Speak up and say so and encourage your partner to do the same. Words matter. Get physical. With the lights still on, spend some time touching, tonguing, and kissing various body parts to learn what turns your partner on. You'll want to remember these for present and future activities. The nose. Fragrances can play a big role in erotic satisfaction. You and your partner should experiment with a variety of creams, lubricants, oils, and such and find those that are the most appealing and offer the best turn-ons. Toys are not just for kids. Visit a sex toy store or website together. Choose some that both of you think you will enjoy using, either as the giver or receiver. Experiment with them and then buy some more. This should be an ongoing budget item, as your tastes and desires evolve. Audio visuals in your curriculum. What's any course today without audiovisual materials? We actually learn far better when we see and hear about something, instead of just reading about it. Buy some sex videos, watch them together, and turn each other on by copying the techniques. Experiment. Creative use of your home. Make love in unusual places, perhaps on the patio or deck in the snow, on a blanket in the grass, at night. If you have nosy neighbors, in the living room while watching some of those sex videos, on the dining table, in the shower or bath, any place out of the ordinary. This lends variety, and you could find a new favorite place or position. Buy the book. Most courses have textbooks. That stupid health class did. You should find some of your own texts. Any online, or good-sized brick-and-mortar, bookstore will have some great ones. You get some great ideas on sex play, positions, oral sex techniques, and more. Just get naked. If you and your partner are going to be home all day, spend the day naked and go about your normal at-home activities, cleaning, cooking, watching TV, and such. Chances are you'll be having sex a time or two. Play normal, or not, games with a twist. Everyone has heard of Twister, that game where you have to get into crazy positions. Play it naked, or play strip poker. There are also a host of sex card games that will have you doing things you may have never thought of before. Whispers. You and or your partner may enjoy being secretive, especially when out in public. If you are at a party, for example, whisper in your partner's ear exactly what you would like to do to them sexually. Keep it up throughout the evening. By the time you get home, both of you are more than ready. And you've shared secrets that no one else knows about. Halloween is not just for October 31st. In education, this is called active learning, when students are involved in the learning process. In schools, it's often putting on short plays or presentations. In your sex ed course, you can also have active learning. Put on costumes and role play your parts, even using bondage and other S&M gear. This can take your sex to a whole new level. Ears are not just for listening. Of course, you want your partner to listen to what you say. But ears can be much more. They are actually an erotic zone that most do not know about. Blowing in your partner's ear, nibbling on, or licking that ear can increase sexual desire. If it works, use it more often. Three's not always a crowd. A threesome could be part of your sex ed curriculum. It's not for everyone, but it could be for you too. And talk about adding spice and something new and erotic, this could just be it. Just be certain that both of you are game. These 13, your sex ed curriculum can start with these learning activities. As you and your partner participate in these, other ideas may come. Above all, remember this. Anything you and your partner decide to do is right for you.